All right, welcome back to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Usually we don't have anything but just your normal music at 2 p.m., but today we actually are doing something pretty cool. We have an interview with a band, which a student actually goes here. They're called Spinning Jenny, and we have two out of their three members here. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I'm Julia. I go here. I'm a cyber forensics
major, and I'm a sophomore. And I'm here with my sister today.
Yeah, I'm Talia. I don't go here.
You're still in high school, right?
Yes.
All right. Do you guys want to just tell us a little bit about yourself before we get rolling?
Sure, yeah. We started the band in 2011, so we've been playing for a while. It's me and then Talia, my sister, and then our other sister, Angelina, who's in school right now. and our dad is actually in the band as well. So I play guitar. Talia plays drums. Angelina does bass and keys, and then my dad does guitar as well. And then we all kind of sing.
Okay, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys grow up in a music, like a family that plays a lot of music?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, our dad has been playing music for as long as I can remember. He always plays guitar, and our uncle actually has a band.
Oh, okay.
He's had a band for a really long time, the US Kids, and then his son or cousin has a band, and so yeah, pretty much everybody in our family at some point has played music, so we kind of just grew up around it.
Mm-hmm. So your family was a big influence on you guys forming a band?
Yeah,
as well.
Especially since we were homeschooled, so we just grew up with like my parents' music, so we listened to a lot of like classic rock and roll, a lot of 80s stuff, 90s grunge. So being home just kind of allowed us to have that exposure to music that I feel like maybe we wouldn't have had.
Hey, where did your, you guys are more of a pop punk band, where did mm-hmm. your music influence come from when that's you decided the route you wanted to take?
I think for me it's a lot of different things. I feel like the different parts of our music come from different bands. So like lyrically, I'll look at bands like Pink Floyd, who I really liked when I was younger. I kind of liked how they were darker and kind of not afraid to talk about things that weren't as common in music at the time. And musically, we really like Paramore. That was one mm-hmm. of my favorites growing up.
Yeah, that's always a big influence on me with the drums and everything. Mm-hmm. Just the way they kind of play with timing and rhythm always really inspired me.
We like Foo Fighters a lot too. Yeah. The way they, you know, they can be really, really heavy, but at the core, it's still just kind of like mainstream rock and roll.
Okay, does being in a band like change the way you listen to music? Like, I listen to music every day on the way to class.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys do the same thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think you learn to appreciate all the different parts more. I think once you know how to play an instrument, it just makes you appreciate music even more. If you hear something that's like really difficult on the guitar,
definitely,
you can understand a little bit more how it's played, and then you understand how mm-hmm. like difficult it is. And then I think you get a better ear, so you're able to pick out pieces that maybe you wouldn't have heard before or been able to appreciate as much.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I have a burning question after your answer, though. I want to hear you today.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I listen to music constantly. For me especially, I learn just by ear. When I do learn music, you know, I just put in my headphones and listen and kind of try to play along. And so I feel like because of that, when I do listen to music, you know, I'm so much, like, I'm able to pick out the parts a lot better and, you know, just kind of really understand, like, kind of the work that went into it, or, you know, how they kind of came up with the timing or the parts. And so, yeah, I definitely feel like I just have a better kind of understanding of music.
All right, this is a question that we have been all wondering. Our entire newsroom over there for RMU TV radio and our news site, we were listening to a lot of your music when you guys said that you wanted to come on. Where did the name Spinning Jenny come from? None of your names are Jenny. We needed to know.
Yeah. Right.
The most important
thing. We get that all the time. People are like, who's Jenny? And then we get like, is your mom Jenny?
Yeah.
Or like, no.
Like, is your dog Jenny?
Oh my gosh. Like,
we don't have a dog.
It all goes back to the homeschooling thing again. Because when we were really young, we were learning history and we did Industrial Revolution. So they had a lot of new inventions at the time. One of them was the Spinning Jenny. And what it is like a spinning wheel, like in Sleeping Beauty, and then it had an engine on it so you can make clothes faster. And my mom, like, just kind of like offhand, my mom does this all the time. If she like picks up on something, she'll always say, oh, that's a cool name for a band. So that's what she said. She's like, oh, Spinning Jenny, that's a cool name for a band.
Wow.
And then later on, we got the video game Rock Band. and you have to like create your fake band in the game, and that's the name we picked, just, like, and that's what it's always been. There was never any dispute or question. It was Spinning Jenny.
Kind of stuck.
That's so cool. We were all in there. We were like, I bet it's somebody from their school. I think it's we're like, are we about to place bets? Like, we can just ask them when it's tomorrow. And they're like, no, we need to know.
No, that's probably our most asked question. After shows, people are like, we had this whole discussion going. We're like, is their mom Jenny? Is one of their sisters Jenny? Their grandma? And we're like, no, sorry.
I will relay that information. They will be so pleased.
Awesome.
Okay, can you guys walk me through the steps of you guys, like, actually becoming a band?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, I don't want to say like an accident, but I felt it was very, it was kind of like organic.
It started with a family reunion, right?
It did.
Correct, okay. Yeah, because we just played music just for fun. We learned for fun. We really liked the game Rock Band. Like, we were literally addicted to it every single day. So my dad thought, like, it would just be fun to actually learn how to play for real. So that's what we did. We just messed around upstairs in our practice room, which is now, I guess, what is now our practice room. And, we would play songs for, like, my grandma when she would come over. And, of course, she was all about it. She thought it was great. Yeah. So she asked us to play at our family reunion because my uncle's band, which she mentioned, was going to be there. A couple of my cousins were going to play some music. Mm-hmm. And
we were terrified.
Initially, we were like, no, that's not really what we do. Like, we're just doing it for fun.
It's like, but we can't.
The grandma always has the last word. So we ended up doing it, and my uncle, who's in the band, came up to us after we played a couple songs. They probably weren't very good. Yeah. And he was like, we're playing a show next weekend. We need somebody to open for us. Do you guys want to do it? And we were like, yeah, I guess. Sure. Like, we're not going to say no. And it literally just kept going. Like, it never was a thing where we sat down. We're like, we're going to go for this. We're going to try to be a band.
It just happened. The gigs that we got.
Did you learn how to play the instruments you all play now? Did you learn before you performed the band or after?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was before.
It was before.
Because we were, like, officially a band.
Yeah, we weren't really officially a band.
You just knew how to play?
Yeah.
Okay. You're all sisters as well. Mm-hmm. What's the best part and the worst part, I guess, of being sisters and in a band together?
The best part is that we can say whatever we want to each other, and the worst part is that we can say whatever we want to each other.
Yep. 100%.
No, it's really fun. I feel like it brings us super close.
Yeah.
And especially since I'm at college now, it's definitely a way that, like, brings me back to my family and keeps that those ties
it's
really
kinda
close.
It's kind of like no matter where any of us go, like, we always have the band, we always have music, and it always kind of brings us together. But then, like she said, it's not kind of this thing where they're, like, your friends, so you're a little more, you know, like, kind of, I guess, gentle with
each other. Friends can leave. Sisters can't.
True. It's like we all live in the same house, so it's like we're stuck with each other. And, it's just we all have very strong opinions, so those clash sometimes.
Not too bad, though.
Too bad,
usually, it's mostly a lot of fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
So do you live on campus?
I don't. And that's because of the band. We're from Ohio, like near the Steubenville area.
Okay.
Which is about like 45 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
So when I started coming here my freshman year, you know, I just decided that it would be best for me to be able to be at home so we could get practice in, particularly in like the fall semester, because August and September are still kind of like that season where people are having a lot of like outdoor events, fall events and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was important for me to be able to be home when I could.
Okay. And being in college and you being in high school and your other sisters, well, how do you all balance school and being in the band?
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of a big concern for everybody, and it turned out that it's not really as bad, I guess, as any of us thought. You know, it's kind of just like planning, like, okay, we get home, finish the homework, practice. And then, you know, sometimes somebody will have to go back to homework. But I feel like, you know, like, we don't really do these long kind of grueling practices. So I feel like we've kind of become efficient with them. Mm-hmm. So we kind of are just able to fit everything. And really, I never really felt like it was a big problem.
That's good. Mm-hmm. How's the drive 45 minutes away here today?
It's not bad. It's a little long. It was nice today because I got to bring her with me. So I had a buddy.
Yeah.
It's a pretty straight shot. You know, it's an easy drive. But, you know, if I have my iPod and listen to some music, it's not terrible.
What made you come to Robert Morris? I ask this question to everyone who comes from, like, out of state.
Uh-huh. it was really the major when I was looking at the programs they offered here. Because, well, I was looking at schools that were close enough, you know, for me to be able to commute so I could still be in the band and still be at home with the family. And I saw the cyber forensics information security major here, and that really interested me, and I'd never seen something like that at any other schools.
Not a lot of schools have it,
I realize. Yeah, like probably the closest college to me is Franciscan University in Steubenville. They didn't have it, or like West Liberty didn't have it, Wheeling Jesuit, which are all, you know, relatively close. You know, and I like the area. I like that I'm close to Robinson. I like that, you know, if my friends and I are going to go to a concert or game, we're close to Pittsburgh. So it's kind of like a change of scenery for me. But
it's like actually stuff to do.
Yeah, but I can still be close enough to my hometown.
This is a question. Every time I get to talk to people that are in a band, I always ask this because it seems like such a hard process. How do you go about creating your own songs? We've seen you guys play a lot of covers. As I said we all creeped on your YouTube channel. But how do you go about creating your own music?
For me, really, I just recently started writing for the last EP that we released. That was kind of my, I guess, debut of my first couple of songs. And it wasn't a thing where I, like, sat down and was like, okay, I'm going to write a song. For me, it was more just based on emotion and just kind of how I was feeling. And I just kind of wrote everything down. And I was like, oh, that could be cool. And since I'm the drummer, I don't really deal with chords and everything. So I gave it to my sister Angelina. And we kind of sat down at the piano and just kind of messed around with it until we found something we liked. So I feel like it's not something where, for me personally, it's not something where I sit down. I'm like, I'm going to write a song, and, you know, this has to come first. It's kind of just more like whatever kind of hits me first, and then I kind of roll with it.
Mm-hmm. On my end, well, like, since I play the guitar, I do have the option to kind of have, like, some chords layout.
Yeah.
So for the first album we did, Outside the Lines, I would kind of come down with a basic chord progression. I would have lyrics. And then for everything else, I just show them, and then she would come up with her own drum line to it. Angelina would do her own bass line. We would add harmonies and all that. So all I would do is really just put down kind of the skeleton for the song, and then we'd, you know, it's very much a collaborative thing.
Yeah.
Because we all have different tastes and different things we bring to the table. So I think it makes it a better song if we all work on it together.
Okay. You mentioned that you're here studying cyber forensic. Mm-hmm. What do you plan to do, like, after school?
I would love to be a forensic technician. So what cyber forensics is you are examining digital evidence. So we have certain programs that we use, and you can examine things like a suspect's hard drive, computer, phone, stuff like that. So I would love to work in kind of more of a criminal justice side of it, because you can do like network security for corporations or something like that, because obviously people are very concerned about getting hacked nowadays. But I'm much more interested in kind of the criminal justice side. So working with maybe like the government or some kind of smaller force like that would be nice.
Could work on the X-Files.
Yeah, I'd love that.
What year of high school are you in?
I am a junior.
How's that going?
It's good. Yeah, it's fine. You know, I'm kind of starting to look into colleges, just figuring out where I'd like to go.
Mm-hmm. Any interest in here?
I don't know. Maybe. I might do it just to see her.
That'd be fun.
Your other sister couldn't be here. Do you guys want to talk about her at all?
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. She is a freshman in high school right now. We were all homeschooled, but this year she decided she wanted to go part-time at the local high school. And it's been going really well for her. She really enjoys it. Mm-hmm. But she's 14 right now. So she's the youngest out of us who are in the band, because there's actually seven girls in my family.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah.
I thought there was three of you.
No, there's seven. There's four. Three of us in the band, but we have four back. We have four spares in case something happens to us.
Yeah, they always sing in case one of us has, like, a sore throat or something when we practice. We're just like, oh, call one of our little sisters and they'll come up and sing it for us.
Yeah. But Angelina's really cool. She does bass, and she taught herself keys as well. She's kind of like our vocal powerhouse, I guess. She sings a lot of, like, the kind of, like, prettier ballad type songs, and she's definitely got the range.
Yeah.
And bass definitely reflects her, because she's kind of like, she's very low-key and chill.
She's great.
So, like, once she kind of gets in her little bass groove, and then you have the pocket with the bass and the drums, and it works well, because her and Tally are only 2 years apart.
Yeah.
And, like, that just makes such a cool yeah. connection. So they really kind of lock it in. And they create a super tight rhythm section.
Yeah. So, Leni, if you're listening at school, hi.
Do you guys mind, our favorite song of yours that we were all listening to for the past week was Hey Jenny. What was the inspiration behind that song?
That's all you.
Yeah, I had the lyrics for that one. I think the inspiration came from, I kind of wanted to have, I wouldn't say a mascot, but kind of something that would symbolize the band, something that people would connect to us as sort of like an icon image, you know, because at that point we were starting to take more gigs and we started having a bigger online presence. So I wanted to do something that kind of would establish like a brand. So I came up with the idea to do, I wouldn't say Weightless, which is what Hey Jenny is on, would be like a concept album or a concept EP, but it is very much driven by this character of Jenny who's in the song. I feel like she kind of embodies the three of us. Mm-hmm. Especially growing up homeschooled, we've kind of always been like really independent and kind of just known who we were. You know, not having to deal with like peer pressure and school drama and stuff like that helps a lot. So she just kind of became this like mascot going forward for this next album for us. And then I latched onto the idea of her being like literally an alien as kind of like a metaphor for us being maybe like a little different than normal kids our age would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're watching the music video for it. We're like, this is so trippy.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a quick break while we listen to that song, and then we're going to come back and ask them a few more questions.
Awesome.
Hung down to the floor, tired of pink ribbon all wrapped like a cord.
All right, we are back on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice, with Spinning Jenny. You guys brought your friend with you.
We did.
We did.
I think we need to get her in here. Courtney! Come introduce yourself.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Courtney.
What year are you in here?
I'm a senior, actually.
Oh, what are you studying?
So, accounting and finance.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, she's been my lifeline at my first, like, real school experience. Mm-hmm. So... she's like, helped me navigate, I guess, the social waters of college. So yeah. She comes to all our shows.
Oh, she's the best.
And brings her mom sometimes.
Are you like the non-related family member?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We were talking about like Christmas and like, what should we get Courtney? And it was like adoption papers.
All right. Are you from Ohio too?
No, I'm actually from Pittsburgh. Oh, I live like 15 minutes outside.
What school did you go to?
I went to North Allegheny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so. We're from Pittsburgh. So that's a good question, actually. How did it go transitioning from being homeschooled to coming to a university?
It wasn't bad. I took a couple courses at Franciscan University when I was in high school to, like, get some college credits started. So, like, you know, that was technically my first, like, classroom experience. So that's when I was, like, 16 or 17.
So it was a transition.
Yeah, like, I kind of had an idea of what it was. But it wasn't bad, you know. I've always been, like, because, like, homeschooling, you kind of, like, teach yourself. So I've always been, like, pretty independent and pretty good at, like, keeping up with my coursework and stuff. Yeah. So that part of it wasn't bad. I would say, like, socially, it was, like, a little intimidating to kind of jump into that because I didn't really know anybody who went here. But, you know, you find your way.
Talia, are you still homeschooled?
Yes, I am. I'm actually thinking of maybe going part-time my senior year at either the local high school or maybe taking a couple courses at a college just to kind of start myself off, you know, before I jump into college.
Yeah. You guys mentioned your dad's also in your band, your entire family plays music. What's it like having your family and your dad especially be, like, a huge influence on your band?
I would just say that, like, really... we kind of view him as, like, the glue in the band, just because, you know, like, we're a bunch of teenage girls, so sometimes we're not always being completely serious, you know, while we're practicing, we're messing around and doing whatever, and, you know, he kind of keeps everybody, you know, like, okay, we've got to practice track. Now, like, yeah. But, yeah, so I think it kind of, it makes us closer as a band, and I think it makes us closer as a family, and, yeah, it's just, it's really great, you know, because I think one of the perks is that we don't have to kind of, like, organize a practice. It's just like, oh, dad's home from work. Let's go practice now.
It is nice also, like, going to, like, new areas and stuff. You know that, like, your dad's right there and your parents are there. So, you know, you definitely feel, like, safe. I don't know, especially sometimes when you play at night. It's a little intimidating, I guess, especially if you're in a new area. But, like, our dad's literally right there. So it just allows you to relax and have a good time.
Courtney, are you the groupie? You getting all the fans together?
I'm going to be their merch girl.
You guys are from Ohio. Do you play shows in Ohio and Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Would you ever have any plans to move out of Pittsburgh or Ohio and go anywhere else?
For the band, I mean, yeah, we'll take what opportunities we can get. We've played in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, cool.
And we've played in North Carolina a couple times before. Mm-hmm. So it's really like any opportunity we get, we see if we can make it work. And, you know, we'll make the trip. We get... people on social media always say, like, oh, like, come to France or come to Germany. We're like, well, you know, get us a gig and we'll see what we can do. So you know, we just take whatever comes our way. If we can make it work, then we do it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite place to perform?
That's hard.
That's a good question. Outside gigs are always a little risky because of, like, you know, rain and stuff.
Yeah.
But some of the arenas we've played at and outdoor festivals have been really nice.
Super cool.
We played a few shows at Diesel Club on the South Side.
Okay.
If you guys are familiar with that.
Yeah.
And that was really, really cool. They have, like, a screen behind you. They play, like, kind of some just cool background graphics. And then their sound system is just killer. It's really killer. And we're going to be back there April 22nd. So I'm definitely looking forward to being there because it's just a cool environment.
Yeah. I liked, we played the Fayette County Fair, which is, like, what, an hour and a half away,
I think.
It was really cool. It was a big kind of outdoor thing, but it had a roof.
Lots of food.
Didn't have to worry about rain. It didn't have lots of food. But, yeah, that just ended up being a really cool gig, and just the area was really cool. It fit a lot of people. So I kind of like those kind of settings.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Morris has got to get you guys playing at Bobby Mania.
Right? That would be awesome. We played at this school last November. It was for the Bringing Hope Home.
Okay.
Group here. Were you?
Not the entire time. I had to go take some pictures.
Okay. Yeah. So we have been up here before. It was just over at Joe Walton.
Mm-hmm.
Or not Joe Walton. John J. Jim.
John Locke, if you're listening, you gotta get them. You gotta get them at Bobby Mania.
I would love to.
You guys have released a bunch of albums. How did it feel when you released your first one?
It was just bizarre that like people could buy our music and they were like, would be familiar with the songs.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought that was so weird. Like, you just look down at this little square that you have, and you're like, we made this.
Yeah.
Like, this
is... It was weird thinking that, like, that's, like, stuff that we wrote. Like, that's nobody else's song. It's nobody else's creation. Like, it was ours. It just, I never kind of had that experience before. And, like, giving that away to people was kind of scary at first. It's, like, thinking, what's everybody going to think? Because they're not covers. You know, it's not stuff people already know and like.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I guess it was a little scary, I guess, for me at first, but it was overall just really cool.
Yeah, I also really like to just be in the studio and record.
Yeah.
So that part of it was just really fun, and it definitely makes you want to just keep producing as much content as you can.
Mm-hmm. What was it like performing live for the first time?
The first time was at the family reunion. I was scared. I was really nervous.
The weird thing about me, though, is I don't have stage fright at all. Like, I do not get nervous before shows.
Mm-mm.
So, for me, I was just kind of like, yeah, let's do it.
Well, Angelina was nine
nine
years old. And the only way we could convince her to go up and sing is if my mom promised she could get a little feather in her hair. So, we had to bribe her to go up on the stage.
Yeah, she had horrible, horrible stage fright.
She's so shy.
So shy.
I think she's pretty much over that now.
Yeah, she is. She's much better.
I still get a little nervous, but definitely the first time was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, this, I'm not qualified to be up here at all.
How have your other sisters been influences on you guys in your band?
They're all younger. Well, I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
So all of our sisters are younger than us. We have twins who are 11. We have Kia, who just turned 9, and then our youngest is Katarina, and she's 5. I don't know. I think just, like, seeing the world through their eyes sometimes kind of gives you different perspectives.
I think, like, for me, it's just kind of their, like, honesty about everything. Like, I'll be like, hey, look at this song I wrote. And they'll, like, look at it, and they're like, yeah, that's pretty bad. Like, oh, thanks. But I always know if I have a good melody. If I'm singing it, and then I'll hear one of my little sisters walking around the house singing it,
that's
I'm
the
like,
test.
That's good.
That's
it's
the
good.
Test.
I got it.
All right, this is Mike. He was creeping on the music with us. We started early, so sit down.
Yeah.
Here.
Hello, what's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm introducing myself. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Share, Mike. Do you think your sisters will grow up, form a band of their own?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, they're pretty into dance right now.
Yeah.
I think they're just, like, they're so used to, like, being around it that they're kind of, like, they're just used to it by now. So there's not really, like, a novelty for them there like there was for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll have to see.
Maybe
they like to sing. They're good at – they like to sing and dance.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely musical, but we'll see.
Maybe they'll go on Broadway.
Maybe.
As I said, you guys have released a couple of music videos. What was it like making your first music video?
It was really fun. For me personally, like, it was, again, it was kind of that weird thing where I was like, oh, like, this is us, like, this is our song.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely, like, tiring at points, because if you did watch the music video, like, we're just running the whole music video.
Yeah, we watched the behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, it was the whole time we were shooting, it was just like, okay, run again. Like, we have to. But no, I think we were really all just, like, grateful for the opportunity, so there wasn't much complaining. But yeah, it was kind of crazy and kind of surreal. It's just like, we're making a music video, like, whoa.
Yeah, I like to usually be behind the camera, so I was a little uncomfortable with, like, being filmed, but I do love,
I,
like,
do not care.
I know you don't. I love, like, movies and stuff like that, and so I've always been, like, really interested in how, like, things like that get put together, so, like, being able to kind of just see that and be, like, a part of it was awesome. Was just awesome.
Mike, get it. What are your questions?
I gotta prepare for, like, interviews coming up, for, like, internships and stuff.
I am a, it's like career fair. I just came from class.
That was class.
It was interesting. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We talked about your inspiration for Hey Jenny. What was your inspiration for Outside the Lines, the first video you guys did?
The song itself or, like, the whole album?
And either or.
My first inspiration was being really frustrated that I couldn't write a song, and then just, like, writing chords out of, like, anger, and it's like, I'm gonna, like, write a song because I can't think of anything. So I kind of just, like, forced myself to write the first song, and the first song that I ever wrote was Suddenly, which is on the album. I think it's, like, the last song.
I think it is
on Outside the Lines. But I don't know, I think that was just a mishmash of, like, us trying to find our voice and trying to find our sound. So a lot of, you know, that album has a lot of variety on it because it was us just trying to figure out, like, what works for us. You know, what are our styles? What can she sing?
Yeah.
What fits her voice the best? What fits my voice the best? And then again, I think a lot of it came from this, like, this sense of, like, being independent, growing up in a small town, growing up homeschooled. Mm-hmm. That's always been just a big influence because we're so tight as a family that it's, like, it's impossible for that not to show in our music.
Yeah. And since you guys are family, and, like, I was a musical guy, so I'm kind of curious, mm-hmm. like, how often, what do you guys do for, like, practices and stuff? Like, do you just kind of pick up whenever? Just tell me a little bit about your methods.
I wouldn't say it's, like, super, super organized.
Yeah.
We'll say, like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's pretty easy to organize practices.
Right. If we just, you know we'll have a gig coming up and we'll take a look at, you know, what's been our set list for the past couple shows. Do we need to change anything? Do we need to maybe learn a couple new songs? Is there something new that we want to try? And then, you know, we'll just go up there and run the set. A lot of the songs, like the original songs from Waitlist, we've been playing for a while. So we're, like, really comfortable with those. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of, practice kind of just goes however it wants to go, I guess. Yeah. Like, we'll get through the songs we have to practice. And then
from there, we end up, like, actually practicing the songs. Like, okay, that was good. We need to practice this. And then other times we end up playing, like, 10 other different songs that, mm-hmm. you know, kind of end up messing around. But I think, like, it's kind of more fun that way. There's no really rigid, like, okay, we have to do this and this. I think it's kind of more organic, mm-hmm. and it's kind of more fun that way. So,
what's your favorite song that you guys have written?
Ooh, that's weird.
I'm partial to Prom Queen on the Waitlist EP. I like that one a lot.
I'm not saying this just because I wrote it, but I do. It sounds so bad. I do really like More Than Alive, which is mm-hmm. the last song on the EP. I actually wrote that one, I think, at 2 a.m. And it was just weird to see it, like, from there on, like, a Word document and then kind of form into this really cool song that I ended up really enjoying, like, recording and just really liking.
I like that one, too, because that one was really, like, you and Angelina. So I just kind of got to, like, step back and, like, watch your creative process. Yeah, no, it's fine. A little late now, but no.
I always get jealous whenever I hear, like, oh, I wrote a song at 2 a.m. Me, like, it's writing a really bad paper and music and stuff.
Yeah, that's quickly transitioned into my life.
Does Angelina write at all, too? Yeah,
she does. Yeah, she's a big part of my writing process, actually, because, like I said, I play the drums, so I don't really do anything with, like, chords. So whenever I have a melody or words, I'll bring them to her, and we go sit down at the piano and then kind of figure it out. So, yeah, definitely, like, I wouldn't really call it my writing process so much as our writing process, because she really helps me out.
Piano can do a lot of things that, like, you know, you just can't get with a guitar. So that helps a lot. Mm-hmm. If I go to her and just have her kind of play some chords and see what works.
Important question. How did you and Courtney meet?
We met because Spinning Jenny played for the Bringing Hope Home event last November. And she was there the whole time with some friends, and she's, like, literally the most friendly person on earth.
Yep.
So she, like, comes up to me, and she's like, you guys are really good. And, like, she just kept talking to me, and she's like, yeah, anytime you want to, like, stay overnight at my place, you can. And I was like, you don't even know me. Like, this can be dangerous for you. But that's literally how we met, and then she, like, would scare me a lot when she would see me walking down the halls.
Oh.
But no, we're
best friends.
Yeah.
Forced her to be my friend.
I wouldn't say forced.
You guys talked about preparing for gigs and organizing your set list. What goes into, like, choosing what songs you play and when and where?
A lot of it is, it can be audience or it can be, like, the venue. So if we're doing kind of, like, a summer festival, you know, you want to keep it a little lighter. There's going to be probably, like, a lot of families there. More young people. So you do, you know, stuff on the charts. You keep it a little lighter because we do occasionally, we like to play kind of the rock and roll, like really heavy stuff, heavier grunge, or even things that are kind of influenced a little bit by metal. Some of our older covers used to be like that.
Yeah.
And then if we're playing in a club like Diesel, for instance, you know, that way you can kind of kick it up a notch. You know, it's later in the day. You're in a club. So it's going to be all, you know, older kids and older people, so it just depends that way. And then you also want to, it's important to, like, keep a good balance of covers versus, like, original songs, because if you play too many originals people aren't familiar with, you're gonna lose the crowd. So you gotta always kind of space out. You know, we'll usually put, like, a really big hit song and then our original, and then hit them with another, like, really popular song. You know, that way it just kind of keeps them engaged.
But it's nice, since we played so much, we've been playing our originals a lot, people will recognize them, and it's really cool. You're like, oh, hey, I wrote that, and now you know it.
All right, I think we're going to take one more quick break. We love Outside the Lines, so we're going to play that. And then when we come back, if there's anything you guys want to promote or any last thoughts you guys want to say, just feel free.
Okay.
Awesome.
Sure that I'll get there someday. gonna bring me down. Is he light guiding me as a star? The sun's not hidden anymore. No, it's not hiding anymore.
My bad. there will never not be something where I don't provide all the feedback. All right, we're back with Spinning Jenny after I blew out your ears on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Thank you guys so much for coming on. This is definitely the most entertaining thing we've done today.
Thank you.
We were sitting here talking. We realized this is a day full of bands because after this, the three of us have to go cover Air Band for Greek Week.
Oh, yeah.
So this
is I'll be there.
Oh, cool. We'll be filming it.
Nice. It's like nice to like watch people perform.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
It's like for once the tables are... turn.
Mm-hmm. Can you do me a favor? Can you open that door? this is Michael DeLauro. He runs our academic media center.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, everybody.
This is Spinning Jenny and their best friend.
Are you on the air yet or what?
Hi. Yeah, we're wrapping up.
Oh,
you're anything you want to say? It's fine. We're very laid back. You guys have been performing all over, you've been releasing new music. Is there anything you want to plug before we go?
Yeah, we have a couple dates coming up which are going to be really fun. April 21st, we're going to be live on WDVE. We did that at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. So it'll be, you can listen to it on the radio, but then they also do a live stream like on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So you can watch the video of it, you know, and listen to it at the same time. So that'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, April 22nd, we'll be at Diesel Club on Southside. And it's... our first headlining show, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
We have a couple opening acts, the Brighton Boys and Semi Super Villains. So it's going to be a great show. We've played with Brighton Boys before. They're really cool. Starts at 7. We'll probably go on around 9 o'clock. But those are big shows we got coming up. I have tickets, so if you see me on campus,
yes.
Hit me up.
And Diesel's, I haven't had the chance to actually see a show at Diesel, but it's somewhere I've wanted to go for a long time, so mm-hmm. I might be swinging by.
Yeah, no, it's a really cool venue.
It is. It's super cool.
Mm-hmm. But those are the big shows we got coming up, and then our website, spinandjennyband.com. It's very basic.
We have a
URL. We have a whole list of tour dates coming up on there because we have a lot going on in the summer.
A lot.
Do you guys want to plug your social medias at all?
Yeah, spinningjennyband.com is kind of our home base. You can access all of our other social medias through there.
Mm-hmm.
Our YouTube channel is spinningjenny4, and Instagram is also spinningjenny4. We upload covers every Saturday to our Instagram. You guys can request like what songs you want to hear us do, and we'll do our best to take a crack at it. We're on Facebook, Reverb Nation.
Twitter,
spinningjenny4 again. Mm-hmm. Just remember this. Four people in the band.
Yeah, Spinning Jenny 4.
Spinning Jenny 4.
What are we? Apple Music, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can download music.
Yeah, you can find the album Outside the Lines and the EP Weightless. So we'll be.
When are we gonna get you here at Robert Morris University to perform?
I said they should perform at Bobby Mania.
Yeah.
They should. John Locke.
I would love to. If you guys want to set something up, I'd be happy to.
John Locke should get on that.
This is gonna be part of it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
All right, well, thank you all so much for tuning in to RMU Radio, Your Campus, Your Voice. Spinning Jenny was nice enough to give us a bunch of tickets, so we're going to use some of these as giveaways, and some of us are definitely going to be there. We'll hold up a sign.
That's awesome.
So thank you all so much for tuning in. We're going to put this podcast and this video up later so you guys can watch this back again as many times as you want. Be sure to check out Spinning Jenny on all of their social media and their website. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. It's been so fun.
Thank you, Courtney, for also being the best groupie. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been RMU Radio, Your Campus, Your Voice.